There's a lot of talk these days about what the new normal might look like after the pandemic ends. And I think most people agree that the new normal will affect virtually every area of our lives. As I find myself wondering what that new normal will be like, it hit me this week that the earliest Christians also were experiencing a new normal as they embraced Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and as they were enlivened by the presence of God's Spirit set loose in the world. And that new normal is what Luke is describing in that second chapter of Acts, the portion I just read. Now, if Luke had decided to paint a picture of the early church instead of writing about it, I suspect his color palette would have included warm and inviting colors. The light in his canvas would have literally drawn outsiders into the painting itself. Studying the painting, you would see themes of togetherness, of growth, of joy, of vitality. I'm sure that his painting would have included a table, a big table laden with delicious food, and we'd see people from all parts of the globe sitting around those tables. The bread and the wine would be plentiful and enjoyed by all. I think his painting would have depicted prayers being said, the peace being passed. And somehow he would have found a way to show that not a single one of those present had any unmet needs at all. Food, clothing, housing, medical care, well, there was enough to go around because everyone shared liberally. Well, actually, there was enough to go around because everyone put everything they owned into a common pot. And it was doled out so that no one had too much and no one had too little. In his painting, had he painted the scene, there would have been no suggestion that a marketing campaign was needed or being employed, because it wasn't. There would have been no concern evidenced in the painting that there were some empty chairs needing to be filled by any particular demographic profile, such as children or young families, because somehow their life together in that early church, in their new normal, just seemed to draw people in. Truly a community whose conflicts are resolved and old hurts relinquished. A community where who is right and who is wrong has no place any longer. That community paints a pretty appetizing picture. A community whose diversity does not divide but enhances, where differences do not destroy but build up, well, that's a community whose life is like a magnet to a hurting world. A community whose worship life is central, whose fellowship is deep and wide, one who makes sure that all needs are met, one truly open to those who are new, those who are outside, well, that's a community that would be hard to say no to. In Luke's description of the new normal for those earliest Christians, he said that the new normal included a fellowship that was far beyond cookies and punch after a service, though I suspect they enjoyed cookies and punch after a service because they're good. But the connections and the care and the love they lavished upon each other was so profound that those who saw it and those who experienced it were amazed and said it was a wonder. The new normal. The new normal for those early Christians also included the ongoing breaking of bread together. Now, while it is possible that Luke here is referring to their doing something that's a little bit akin to our celebration of the Lord's Supper, in all probability, they were not eating just a morsel of bread and a thimble full of wine, but rather were enjoying a full meal together with generous amounts of food and drink. In the early Christian community, any time they sat around a common table, said a prayer over the food and the fellowship, and shared food and drink, they saw that meal, that time, as a holy time. And I guess it is pretty hard to be furious with someone on your right when they pass you the potatoes. And it's kind of hard to hold on to a grudge when the person you are angry with continually refills your wine glass or spends all day preparing a wonderful leg of lamb for you to eat. Food, fellowship. But in addition to these, Luke tells us that the new normal for the community included constantly learning from the apostles. They were, you see, studying Scripture, exploring their faith together, discovering how to be Christians, finding guidance for their daily lives, discerning what God called them to do. They were learning together, and so they were growing together. Luke tells us that another one of the marks of their new normal was that day by day they went to the temple. He's telling us that they regularly participated in worship together, that for them worship wasn't an activity they engaged in when there was nothing better to do on a Sabbath, but worship was a pivotal part of what kept the community strong, of what kept the community focused, of what gave the community energy and vision to live in that new normal day. New normal. It's on our horizon, to be sure, and I do wonder what it will be like for us in the church. It will likely mean, at least for a while, masks, physical distancing, and embracing a host of other measures that will keep us all who participate safe. I think it's a given that the new normal will herald for a long time to come changes to the way we structure our congregational life, to significant aspects of the way we worship and the way we serve and the way we learn. And so I think it's likely that we will grieve the loss of some of what was our former normal, and perhaps may even be filled with a sense of discomfort at the new normal, at least for a while. And yet, as I think about it, I think that the new normal for us may also hold some promise. Perhaps in the new normal, as a result of having learned anew how to be creative about doing and being church, perhaps our witness will actually become broader. Perhaps in the new normal, we will find ourselves connecting with more people than ever before because we've been forced to adapt to a changing world, perhaps in ways we would have resisted before. Perhaps in the new normal, we will even discover some new callings, discern a new vision, find new ways to care for one another, and even new vitality too. As I think about the painting that we will be creating in the coming months through our congregational life, a painting we might call the New Normal, taking a cue from the picture that Luke painted of the new normal for the early Christians, It seems to me that as long as our new normal includes making worship a priority, even if that new normal means we make some uncomfortable changes to the way we worship, and if in the new normal we continue to study Scripture together, even if we find we must make major adjustments to the way we do it, if in that new normal we continue to find new ways to support, to care for one another while keeping people safe and meet the needs of everyone, if in the new normal we forgive freely, relinquish old hurts, let our differences make us stronger and our diversity make us richer, if we do faithfully these things, then I think we will be creating a picture for the world to see, a picture whose color palette says life and welcome, a picture whose texture proclaims love and joy, a picture whose lines connect us to each other and lead us to be connected to the world beyond ourselves. And maybe, just maybe, this picture will be irresistible to the world around us, just as irresistible as the picture the early church created of their life together in their new normal. Maybe, just maybe, in our new normal, the picture we will create will be irresistible. That is my hope. It is my prayer. Amen.